How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is November 29th, 2021, and we are a couple of days away from the month of December. You guys are probably wondering what happened last week. I wasn't able to drop an episode. Unfortunately, I was laid up in the bed for quite some time. Started feeling a bit ill on Sunday, and then woke up Monday morning, which on what was supposed to be the first day of my full week off for the holiday week, and found myself lying in the bed from 1 p.m. on Monday until sometime on Friday. Finally had energy to get up and move around. It wasn't the current pandemic issue that's been plaguing our communities and world, but sinus pressure and headache and low energy and stuff like that just really had me down and out. I was telling a few friends of mine that it seems like I can be at work and I work hard and I grind and do this, that, and the other, and then I decide to take some time off, and then next you know, it's like you need to get somewhere and lay down. So I found myself laying down for 5 days. Everybody was having a good time without me. My wife took the kids around and got to spend time with some of their friends and just really enjoy being off from school. I missed my grandmother's birthday. She turned 94 on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And so, you know, I'm, with all that being said, I'm grateful, right? It could have been the current issue that we have in our community. I could have been dealing with that medically, right? And so, you know, I didn't have any coughing or fever or attacks of my lungs or anything like that. Just wasn't feeling good for whatever reason. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for those of you that, you know, check in and listen in and tune in each and every week. And so, you know, like I said, I hope that you weren't disappointed. I just couldn't do it, but I'm here, and I'm here with gratitude. I'm here with gratitude. I'm grateful. And I'm grateful because Friday I started feeling better, and I was able to get up out the bed and spend time with my family on the last day of the week. I'm grateful because today I got to go into Austin to take family photos with my wife and children, with my parents, and just have a really good time celebrating my family and celebrating time with each other on this last day before having to go to work the next day. You know what I mean? And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for strength. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for the food that's in my belly. I'm grateful for this microphone and the ears that are listening. I'm grateful. So what is it that you're grateful for? What are you grateful for? And the reason that I ask is not because Thanksgiving just passed us a few days ago. You know, this is a time in which the country says that we should think about being grateful for what we have, but we should always be grateful. We should always be in a state of gratitude, whether we have a little bit or whether we have a lot. We should remain grateful. We should remain thankful. We should remain appreciative. Why? Because with that frame of mind, and with that thought process, and with that belief system, and that attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness and appreciation, we realize that things are going to be okay. And we realize that things are all right. And we realize that it could be worse. We realize this isn't the last or the end of it, or this isn't the ultimate, right? Gratefulness and gratitude allows us to remain in a space of humility and to remain humble. grateful allows for us to be in a space of humility, in a space of being able, or a place of being humble, willing to say that with everything that I have, I'm so appreciative because it could be gone just like that. But at the same time, also knowing that even though I might have a little bit right now, it could change just like that, and I could have so much more. And so when we look at things from a space and a place of appreciation and gratitude, we realize that everything is going to be all right. Everything is all right. So what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for so much. I'm grateful for the headphones that I have on right now. I'm grateful for the sweat that I can feel on my forehead, right? Because that tells me that my body is actually operating and working, right? I'm also grateful because if it's too hot, I know that I can go into the other room and I can turn on the air condition. But we're almost in December, and so I'm not going to do that. And I also live in Texas, so it very well is possible for me to put the air condition on right now. But I'm grateful that I had that choice, because I know that there are a lot of people that don't have that choice. They can't just turn on the AC or the heat as they need. They're living outside, underneath the bridge, or at the beginning of my subdivision, or wherever they might be trying to seek refuge, right? I'm grateful because I have this roof over my head, but there's been times when I've slept in the car. Not because I wanted to, but because I had to. And so I remain grateful. I remain humble. Because I know that where I am right now isn't where I'm going to continue to be. And so what is it that you're grateful for? I'm grateful for my children. I'm grateful for their laughter. I'm grateful for the frustration that I deal with sometimes when they're not behaving themselves. Why? Because it's an opportunity for me to be able to teach them how they're supposed to be, but it's also an opportunity for me to look at myself and understand who I am as a person and to help better myself as a parent and as a father and as a husband. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm beyond grateful. Because I have to be. I'm grateful because you can hear my voice right now, and I've been inside of in a car accident before that wasn't fatal, right? So I could have left this world a long time ago, but I'm still here. I'm grateful because I'm 46 years old. There's somebody that didn't live to see this day. I'm grateful. Gratitude. Appreciative. What is it that you're grateful for? Again, what is it that you're grateful for? And I just want for you to just take a moment just to sit in and just sit in silence and think, what is it that you're grateful for? Get a pen, get a paper, a pad, you know, as soon as we're done with this, and just write out all of the things that you're grateful for. Because I'm sure that there is so much that you have in your lives, whether it's a little or a lot, that allows for you to be grateful. I'm grateful because the Longhorns actually won their last game, and they finished the season at 5-7 versus 4-8. Right? I'm grateful that Oklahoma Sooners lost. And of course, we shouldn't be happy because of other people's downfalls. I get that. But I'm a Texas fan and I can't stand OU. And so I'm grateful that they lost, because it allows for them to have an opportunity to look at themselves and figure out what they can do to do better. Right? And so we all have moments in which we might fail in life, but if we look at it with a lens of gratitude and appreciation, then we can pinpoint the things that we did that caused us to be in error, right? Or that caused us to fail. And now we can go back and rework our plan or figure out what is it that we did wrong. What choice should we have made? What decision should we have made that landed us in this position? And so with appreciation and gratitude, I think it gives us the ability to have power, an ability to have understanding so that we can change situations. I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the Most High, because He's chose to reveal Himself to me. And I'm grateful for those of you that He's revealed Himself to. And so I just want to say thank you for choosing to listen each and every week. And if you found this valuable, just share it with somebody else. If there's somebody in your life that you are grateful for, let them know. Because you never know when it'll be your last day or their last day. So whoever pops in your mind right now, as I'm speaking and asking you to think about someone, give them a phone call, shoot them a message. I'm grateful for the people that checked up on me when I was a little bit quiet this whole week, right? Just checking to see how I'm doing, making sure I'm all right. And I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored, as they say. And so I thank you for each and every one of you for tuning in. You've been listening to A Father Heard. So take care of yourself.